Strange place for an Englishman to have to spend his days. But I'm sure that David Pershaw will manage. He'll have to, now the travel budget has run out. This is Michael Fado, and that was the last in the series of Crème de la Crime.
That was the last Crème de la Crime for now. Next week at this time, Roy Hudd gives us Jonah and the Grampus, one of Marriott's monologues. Funny and clean.
If the Comedy Club was an item of clothing, what would it be?
A medieval truss.
A cravat.
And long woolly scarves.
Who would buy it? Arnie.
Neris Hughes!
How'd you wear that out?
Would you wear one?
I would wear one, yeah. Because I enjoy experimenting with neckwear.
If the Comedy Club was a breakfast food, what would it be?
What's that one that used to have? The
rabbit food.
Granola.
Scrambled eggs.
Quite thick toast.
Ready break.
How would you eat it?
Like this.
You've got a little bit mixed up there, but carry on.
What would it sound like?
Like a door just before you've liberally applied to WD-40.
The Comedy Club. Simply 2 hours of brilliant late-night comedy, Sunday to Fridays from 10.
On BBC
Radio 4 Extra.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And now to Johannesburg. Things reach an explosive conclusion for Kate, Phoebe and Lucas in the omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra.
What?
Phoebe, can I come in?
I'm on my laptop.
Mum!
There's still some dinner if you want it.
I said I'm not hungry.
What about your head? Do you need some more painkillers?
No, I'm fine. Just go away.
All right, all right.
Sorry, Mandisa. She's gone now.
No worries. So what did they say about last night? Were they angry with you for coming home drunk?
They were too busy arguing about the car.
Do they know it was you?
That's the thing. Mum was going on at Lucas about how it was smashed up in Greenside.
What?
Exactly. She told him she parked outside a friend's house.
But why would she do that?
Why do you think? If she said it was outside the college, then he'd have wanted to know what she was doing there. And she was...
Ah, with Johan, ish.
Mandisa, I'm telling you, my mum's nothing but a liar.
She says she's not hungry.
She can't still be hungover. She's been dossing in a room all day.
I don't know. She's a teenager, Lucas. I guess the hormones must have started kicking in.
Yeah, well, it's not a good example for Noltando and Sipo.
What can you do?
Well, you should show her a little more discipline for a start.
Lucas.
Look, I have to go. I need to talk to my father about arrangements for renting the house. He's agreed to take care of it.
Has he now?
Yeah, oh, and we need to make a decision about the car. There doesn't seem much point in replacing it until we've moved.
Oh, well, I...
Yeah, but that's providing the insurers agree to pay out.
Why wouldn't they?
So, you left the car outside Kimmy's?
I told you. I dropped over to hers about 8:30 and we had a cup of tea and a chat.
And you didn't hear anything?
No, we were inside.
It's just so strange. I mean, Tsotsi's steal cars, they don't wreck them.
Well, perhaps they got disturbed.
What? They were going to steal the car after they'd smashed it up?
Well, I don't know. I'm only telling you what happened.
I still don't understand why you didn't go to the police.
I was frightened, Lucas. I was shaky.
Yeah, all right.
I just wanted to get home.
Well, anyway, until we're in Devon, you'll have to make do with the rental. That's all right with you, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Good.
Doesn't look like I'm getting much choice, does it?
How can she do it, though? It's gross.
It is. It's stuff.
I mean, everything I thought I ever knew about her.
But don't get crazy about it, though.
But you don't understand, Mandisa. When she left me when I was a baby, she always used to tell me how it was the hardest thing she ever did. About how she was young and confused and things were really nasty with Dad.
Sure.
But it's not true, is it? It can't be.
Phoebe.
Not if she's going to do the same thing to Nolly and Sipo. I mean, what if she doesn't go to Durban? Is she just going to abandon them as well?
I don't know.
She doesn't care about anyone except herself.
You're not going to say anything, are you?
Huh?
You can't. They're bound to figure out about the car and then we'd be in so much trouble.
Why will you be in trouble?
Get real. We were all there with you. You used Milton's check. And anyway, if you do say something, then they will definitely split up.
I can't keep pretending, though.
You have to. It's not like you're going to be around much longer. We're off to the Cape soon. You can stick it out till then, can't you?
I'll try not to be too long.
Don't worry.
You've got that number, haven't you?
What number?
For the removers. You were going to call them?
Yeah.
Kate.
What?
All you have to do is book a date. I've done everything else. They've got our details.
Fine.
So you'll ring them tomorrow then?
Yes. All right. Tomorrow. Satisfied?
Kate, if you just try and accept that we're moving, you know, you might just like the idea.
Don't.
Have you even looked at it online?
It's not going to make any difference.
It's beautiful, Kate. It's 3 times the size of this place. It's close to the ocean.
I like our house here.
Yeah, the kids will love it. Swimming, playing cricket on the beach.
Fine.
Yeah, together as a family.
Isn't your dad expecting you?
I don't get it. There's nothing you're doing here in Josie that you can't do there.
Phoebe.
Huh?
Hello, darling. Are you ready for some dinner now?
I was just going to make a sarnie.
This isn't a hotel. We eat together.
Yeah. Sorry, I think something upset my stomach.
And we know what that was.
Leave her be.
Maybe it'll teach you not to go out drinking underage.
Lucas.
I'll be back in an hour or so.
Fine. And you thought Granny was strict. So then, what are your plans for tomorrow?
I don't know.
I'm going to another craft market in the morning. I could do with your magic touch. You were so brilliant the way you sold my pot last time.
Maybe I don't want to sell your stuff anymore.
Hey, come on. You enjoy it, don't you? If you're going to be an artist, you'll have to market your own stuff. What do you reckon? You could be like me and Umama, the 3 Madakane girls together.
I don't want to be anything like you.
Phoebe?
Your pot's a cack anyway. The only reason you sold one was because Grandpa Michael bought it.
What?
He could see everyone laughing. He felt sorry for you.
Is that true?
No one else was ever going to buy one.
Oh, yeah, all right, stop it now.
Not unless they were blind.
Phoebe!
Or mad.
That's enough! I'm just about sick of your attitude. I don't care if you are hungover. If you want to be an adult, try acting like one.
Me?
What's got into you? Well? Oh, I'm going to go and put Nolly and Sipo to bed. Could you please wash up your things when you finish with them?
It's just another damn hassle, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, on top of the move.
Hey, it must be costing you too.
Well, the insurance should cover it. But yeah, it doesn't help.
Kids today, huh? I'm surprised nobody at the college saw anything.
College?
Even at that time of the night.
Yeah, what's it got to do with the college? The car was smashed in Greenside.
Greenside? Oh, I see.
Tata?
No, sorry. But I saw Kate's car at the college last night.
Really?
Mm.
Ah, well, I suppose she could have been there beforehand.
Okay, but it was past 9. I know because I was shouted at by your mother for working late in the library.
Are you sure?
It was definitely her car, Lucas.
Yeah, but you could have made a mistake, though. I mean, it must have been dark.
No, no, there are lights. And anyway...
Yes?
I noticed because she was parked next to Johan. You know, he's got that flash coupe thing, yeah?
Mm.
No one else at the college drives anything like that.
So, what?
It's nothing.
You're no good at lying.
Like you say, she could have been there beforehand.
No. No, there's something else.
Lucas.
Come on, man. Just tell me.
I could be wrong, but I have eyes. I hear stories. I know this kind of man. And then when we all had dinner together...
You mean when Johan came here?
He couldn't take his eyes off her, Lucas. And Kate, she... But what do I know? I don't want to accuse anybody.
But...
But I warned him off.
You did what?
I told him he had no business looking at your wife like that. So, you didn't notice...
Johan, it's me again. Please call me back. I don't know what I'm doing here. Lucas has got me looking at houses, arranging removal companies. He seems to think... Well, I just need to hear your voice. Ring me when you get this. Bye.
Someone not want to talk to you?
Phoebe, how long have you been standing there?
I thought you were reading Sipo's story.
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
No, hang on. Wait. What was that? I didn't hear.
baby. Hold on.
Forget it. Just leave me alone.
I want to know what you said.
I said go away.
Look, I'm sorry for snapping earlier, but you can hardly blame me. Well, you've not been the easiest person to live with recently. Now, come on. What is it? What's going on?
As if you want to know.
Of course I do. Look, if there's something the matter, then we need to talk about it. Don't just bottle it up. Is it a boy?
Don't.
I mean, did something happen last night?
You should know. You were there, weren't you?
What?
I saw you, all right. You were with him. You were there.
With who? Johan? Well, we were there at the college. What's so strange about that?
Just stop lying!
I'm not! We were working late on a project together.
I've read your emails. I saw what you wrote to each other.
All right, keep your voice down.
It's like some teenage chat room, and I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Okay, yes, Johan and I, we flirt a bit. That's all, and I suppose if you read some of our emails...
Oh, Mum.
Look, I'm not saying it's right, but that's private. Between me and Lucas, it doesn't affect you and me.
You told me you had a friend in hospital. You said that's why we couldn't go shopping together. It wasn't. You were with him. So I can't be that important to you.
Phoebe... Phoebe, listen.
No, why should I? You don't care. You don't care about any of us.
Of course I care.
If you did, you wouldn't be doing this.
It's not about you.
Hayley's right.
Look, when you grow up, you might understand.
You're nothing but selfish.
Look, relationships aren't always easy. And then when things aren't going well, you know, sometimes everybody slips up.
No, Mum, they don't. Not everyone always has to put themselves first.
Well, I hope your relationships are so perfect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
I want to go home.
Home?
Back to Ambridge. I don't want to be here anymore.
Where are you going?
Out.
Phoebe, you can't just go out.
Oh, and by the way, it was me who smashed up your car.
You did?
So go on. Get mad. I was just doing whatever the hell I liked.
Phoebe, come back here. You're not to leave this house. Phoebe! All right, look.
Stay away from
me. It doesn't matter. You were angry, I know.
You don't know anything.
You can't go off on your own. Sweetheart.
Get off me.
Look, just stay and we can talk this through. Whatever you need to say, you can say it.
Mum, no.
You know, just between me and you. We can make it better.
Don't you get it? I don't want you anywhere near me.
Phoebe.
You're full of it. Just leave me alone.
But where are you going to go? Sweetheart, I can't leave the kids.
So stop following me then.
Please, Phoebe. Come back.
Mandisa, it's me. Can I come over? No, it's my mum. She knows. She knows about everything. Because I told her. Please, I need to come round. I'm at the end of my street. No, I'll just grab a taxi. Mandisa, I can't. I have to get away. Hang on. Someone's ringing me. Go away. That was her. Look, I'll go up to the main road. I can catch a cab from there. No, I'll be fine. I'll see you in a bit, yeah?
Oh, come on, come on, pick up. Hello? Mandisa? Hi, it's Kate, Phoebe's mum. Look, everything's fine, but we've had a bit of a row. I just wondered... Oh, you do? So she called? It's okay, I'm not angry. I just want to know where she's going. And she's on her way now? Good. Well, when she gets there, can you ask her to give me a call? Just so I know that she's safe. Yeah, and tell her everything's going to be fine. Thanks. Bye, Mandisa. Bye. Right. Okay. Oh, Lucas.
Who are you calling?
Nobody. Just Kimmy.
I see.
Lucas? What's wrong?
How's it, young lady? Looking for a ride? Where do you want to go?
Bath Avenue.
Are you sure? I can take you anywhere.
No, Bath Avenue, in Rosebank.
No problem. Hey, you need to be in the taxi for me to take you.
Yeah, sorry.
Sharp, sharp! Hoppy!
please, will you just tell me? What is it? What's going on?
Where are the children?
Well, they're upstairs in bed.
And Phoebe? Well?
Phoebe's gone to Mandisa's. Why? Has something happened?
Where did you say you left the car?
What?
Last night.
Oh, God, not this again. How many times?
I just need to hear it once more. So you parked the car in Komati Road?
Yes.
Outside Kimmy's house?
I told you. I dropped him for a cup of tea.
For a cup of tea in the chat, yeah, yeah. What time?
I'm not exactly sure.
You said it was 8:30.
Yes, it was something like that.
So how is it your car was seen in the college parking lot after 9? So it's true then?
All right, yes. I was at the college.
So why did you lie?
Lucas...
Did you even go to Kimmy's?
Yeah, yes. Look, I remember now. I went over to pick up some coursework and then I went to Kimmy's.
You're still lying to me.
I must have got my timings wrong.
It's Johan, isn't it?
No.
Just admit it. That's who you were with.
Lucas, please.
It's why you're so against coming to Durban with me. Eh? You want to be with your lover.
Look, I never meant to...
What? Come on. At least show me the respect of telling me the truth.
I better answer that.
Kate, no. Just leave it.
I can't, Lucas.
Why not?
Hello? Oh, hi, Hayley. How are you?
I'm Parish. Driving in Jules. It's no good.
It's a bit crazy.
Except mine, of course.
No, your driving's very good.
So where are you from? London?
No, I'm from a little village called Ambridge. In Borsetshire.
Ah.
Don't worry, nobody's ever heard of it.
Ah, but you like it here in Jersey?
I guess. I've been here a year now.
Wow, you must really like it. Big city, eh?
Yeah.
So what do you study?
Sorry, what did you say?
You're at the university, yes?
Oh, no, I'm still at school. I'm only 14.
14? No way!
I am.
I don't believe you. The boys in your class, they must like you.
Maybe. I don't know.
No?
Perhaps.
Yes, they do. Very pretty. Very nice. Did you hear me? You are a beautiful young woman.
Thanks.
So your parents in Rosebank? Do they know you're out on your own? It's very dangerous.
Where are we going?
Hmm?
Shouldn't we have carried on that way?
Ah, yeah, but this way there is less traffic, you know? Not so many people.
It's just, I've not been this way to Rosebank before.
I promise, it's much faster.
Really?
You'll see, don't worry, I know where I'm going.
Yes, of course, Hayley. Like I say, she's only over at Mandisa's. Oh, did she? Oh, well, you know what they're like. She probably forgot.
Kate!
It's all right. Oh, no, no, it's just Lucas. Although, I really do need to... I'm not sure, to be honest. No, Hayley, honestly, everything's fine. We've just got a few things going on here. Yeah, sure. I'll get her to call. Yeah, all right, then. Bye.
Butter wouldn't melt, eh?
Oh, Lucas, don't.
Oh, you convinced me.
Well, what was I supposed to say? That my husband's just accused me of having an affair?
Well, so how long's it been going on for? You might as well tell me.
I don't know, Lucas. Not long.
What does that mean?
Just a couple of weeks.
Where? Here?
No, of course not.
At his, then. And at the college.
Oh, God. Lucas, I'm sorry.
And you let my parents invite that man into their home?
I know.
Yeah, and you let him sit at their table and eat their food. I mean, was it some kind of a thrill for you?
No.
To feel like you were getting away with it?
Lucas!
Why, he noticed, you know? My father, he spotted you.
But it wasn't like that.
So what was it like, Kate? What more do you want from me? I've given you a home, a family... A new life away from the country you say you hate so much.
What you've given me?
Nothing's ever good enough for you, is it?
And what? I'm just meant to be grateful and obey, am I?
You didn't have to go off and screw somebody else.
Can you blame me? It's not like I get any affection from you. Well, I don't. Have you listened to yourself recently? All you care about is
Durban and your job.
I'm doing that
Who
for
cares
us?
That I'm expected to pack in my work? Just give up on the schools and the children? Oh. Children I'm devoted to, Lucas.
And that's an excuse.
None of that matters.
You're such a hypocrite. The way you bang on.
I'm making a difference.
Oh, yes. You're a saint. Not a spoiled little rich girl
Don't
at all.
Don't you dare.
What?
Don't you dare, Lucas.
What? Because, what, for once I asked you to give up something for me.
You've got no idea. My life revolves around you and the kids. I'm the one who's had to fit in. You've got your whole family around to support you.
My family couldn't have made you more welcome.
Still yours, though. My friends are your friends.
Oh, please.
Don't listen to me then. You know, don't. I'm only telling you how I feel.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with you and Johan.
Yes, it has. Because Johan actually values who I am. You know, not as a wife or a mother, but for me. For the first time in my life, I'm really achieving something. And he makes me believe in myself. I mean, when was the last time you gave me that? Well?
So what was the plan then? Let me start my job and then you'd shack up with Johan. And what about Noltando and Sipo? Were they going to stay with you?
I don't know.
Ah, I see.
I said I don't know. I'd never abandon them, though. I couldn't do that again.
But you could betray me. Yeah? Put at risk our marriage, our family.
I know.
And for what? One quick fling.
I'm sorry.
Oh, did you even think about us? Huh? It's hardly as if Johan is the type to stick around.
What? Why? What do you mean? Lucas, what have you heard?
Oh, Kate.
No, seriously.
Are you in love with him? It certainly sounds like it.
It isn't about that.
So what? It was just the sex then?
It wasn't that either.
Oh, right. So you don't love him and it wasn't the sex?
He was kind to me, Lucas. That's all. He was kind when you weren't. Look, I admit I've been stupid and selfish. You know what I'm like. I'm careless. But I never meant any of this to happen.
But it has.
Oh, Lucas...
Kate, leave it this time.
I can't.
Please,
Kate. It might be Phoebe.
Look, for once, could you put us first?
Hello? Oh, Mandisa, hi. Thanks for ringing back. What? She hasn't? Okay. No, don't worry. I'm sure everything's fine.
What's happened?
She did what? All right. Oh, yes, please, Mandisa, if she does.
Kate?
Phoebe hasn't arrived. She waved down any old cab, but she still isn't there.
What do you mean she waved down a cab?
God, we had a big row. She knows, Lucas. She knows about me and Johan.
Oh.
And she stormed out of the house.
And you just let her?
How could I stop her? I couldn't leave the kids.
You could have called me.
It happened just before you got back, and then Mandisa told me she was going to hers. I thought she was safe.
Oh, all right, okay.
Oh, my God.
Look, we don't know what's happened. She could just be late.
What do we do? We can't just wait here.
Hold on. It's her.
Oh.
She's still in the taxi.
Oh, God.
But she's not sure where the driver's taking her. She's in a part of town she doesn't recognize.
Oh, Lucas.
Right, you stay here.
What?
Text her back. Ask if she can see any landmarks.
But
I'll put my Bluetooth in.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll call you on the house phone. Then we can keep the line open.
Good idea. She was heading to Rosebank, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it should have only taken 10 minutes.
Right, okay. Well, just tell her to stay calm. Road signs, shop fronts, anything.
I'll text her now.
Tell her I'm coming for her.
Ish, wouldn't you know it?
What is it?
Up ahead. Can you see?
Oh, but can't you just...
The police have blocked the road. This will be quicker.
Okay.
cell phones, eh?
Huh?
All you kids do these days, tap, tap, tap.
I'm just texting my friend. How long do you think it's going to be?
We'll be there just now. Hey... Don't look so scared, my girl. You're safe with me.
I'm not scared. I just don't really know where we are.
Don't you trust me, eh? I have protection.
Protection? What?
Under my seat. People know not to mess with me. Otherwise, the next thing they remember, boom, they're in hospital. You understand?
Oh, Lucas, hang on. I've got another message.
Right.
She says she's just past the swimming pool. She must mean the one she goes to with her friends. You know the one? Lucas?
Lucas, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I heard.
It's the swimming pool on...
I know. I'm only a few blocks away.
She's in an ordinary silver taxi. One of the lights isn't working.
Which one? Front or back?
Oh, she doesn't say. I'll text her back.
Oh, she could mean the roof lights. Kate!
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
All right. Just stay calm. We'll find her, okay? There's no need to panic.
Yes, okay. Lucas, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. If I hadn't been so stupid... I've hurt you, I've hurt Phoebe.
Move!
I mean, what if we can't find her? What if something happens? I can't lose her, Lucas.
You won't.
I don't want to lose either of you.
Look, that's not important now. We just need to concentrate on Phoebe and getting her back. And we will do, I promise. All right?
Yes, all right.
Damn it!
What's the matter?
The robot's turned red. I thought I could make it.
Don't do anything stupid.
Come on. Hang on. Waiting to turn right. Kate, I can see a silver taxi.
Shouldn't we be there by now?
What do you say?
How much further?
I have to go round.
But where are you taking me? Excuse me, but I'd like to go back.
Eh?
I don't want to go to Rosebank anymore.
What are you talking about?
Can we go back to Melville?
But you tell me Rosebank. That's what you say.
I know.
So that's where I take you?
No, please.
No, don't make a problem.
But I've changed my mind. Lucas! Lucas, help!
Who is that? Hey, where are you going?
Get off!
Then you have to pay.
Let go of me!
$100! Give me my money.
Help!
Phoebe! Phoebe, get out of the car!
Has she seen you?
I'm not sure. The door's opened.
So why is she not getting out?
Phoebe!
Oh!
I'm going to help.
Lucas!
Call the police! I'm at the junction, next to the hospital.
Oh, but Lucas!
I think she's in trouble!
Phoebe,
I'm coming! Okay, whoa! Stop! Sorry! Hey, you get off her! Leave her alone!
It's none of your business!
Go and get in my car!
No, Lucas,
Phoebe,
no.
Go on!
She tried to rob me!
What were you doing to her?
He's got a baseball bat!
Hamba!
She's a 14-year-old girl!
Hamba! Out of my car!
Lucas!
Hamba! Or I'll hurt
you! Lucas! Can you hear me? What's happening? Is Phoebe okay? Lucas! Hello? Lucas! Are you there? Lucas!
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson, directed by Peter Leslie Wilde, and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. The editor was John York. And if you missed anything, don't forget you can hear that omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra again later today, 7:15 this evening. Now, it could be a good idea to have your running shoes handy on Monday to keep up with the 4 o'clock show. They have a week of sports-themed programmes. Here's Mel to tell us more about it.
This week on the 4 o'clock show, it's Olympics a go-go as we meet five of Britain's greatest Olympians. We'll be serving up a slice of Herman the German friendship cake, we'll hear about the Olympic memory boat, and we'll hitch a ride with a real rubbish train. Plus, I'm going to be taking you on a guided audio tour of Leatherhead. Only one of those was a lie. Tune in to find out which. I better get in training.
Follow Mel and a sporty-looking 4 o'clock show all this week, starting Monday, here on 4 Extra.
Poetry 2012, The Written World.
My name is Ziya Gafarli. I'm from Azerbaijan, Baku. I am here for studying at the University of Manchester. I read this poem for the first time when I was a very child, because this is a very famous poem in Azerbaijan. It was written during Soviet time, maybe 25 years ago. And it's about our people's struggle for independence, for freedom. The Poet's Voice by Khalil Rıza Ulutürk, and the translator is Aynur Emiser. I don't want freedom, gram by gram, grain by grain. I have to break this steel chain with my teeth. I don't want freedom as a drug, as a medicine. I want it as the sun, as the earth, as the heavens. Step aside, you invader. I am the Lord voice of this land. I don't need a puny spring. I am thirsting for oceans. English tea, it's okay, but to be honest, I didn't like it. Like, it was not good as, like, our own tea. We are drinking tea, like, more than English people, and we have very special teas. The plant is a normal tea plant, but the way we prepare it is different. So we have special way to boil the water and then prepare the tea. And we are drinking tea like for like maybe 9-10 times a day.
Poetry 2012, The Written World.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
This is Sweet. If Rob Wilton were brought back to life in the 80s from his heyday as one of Britain's most popular music hall and radio comics of the 30s and 40s, what would his pessimistic personality reflect on? Well, Alan Sadler thought it a question worth asking, and he had a good go. But here's Rob making as little sense out of life now as he did 70 years ago, not helped much by his wife Rita. Michael Williams is Rob Wilton.
There's a rumour going round that they're going to turn the Dog and Pullet into a Wild West saloon. Well, if they do, I shan't be going down there anymore. And I've been a regular there for, ever since I left school, I suppose. It's the new landlord. They always want to change things. I've seen out 17 landlords at the Dog and Pullet. They don't last long. The place seems to drain them. They come in all bright and breezy, but inside 3 months they go sort of soggy. It's a pub that's got its own ways, you see. I mean, it's not really a jolly place. People go in there for a quiet, serious drink. They don't want hijinks when they're drowning their sorrows. Oh, there's darts and dominoes and sometimes a hand of crib, but nothing strenuous. The regulars don't want people firing off six-shooters or singing about a horse. From what I've seen on the films, these Wild West saloons can be pretty rough, mind you. There may be nothing in it. I only got the news from Charlie Bates, and it may be a bit of wishful thinking. Charlie's son, young Tommy, is a fully trained country and western singer. And I know now that he's got to 40 that Charlie and his missus would like to get him off their hands. He had a job at Tommy, I mean, not Charlie. Oh, no, he retired in his youth, did Charlie. He wanted to be a drum major in a military band, but when they said he was too short, he sort of sulked a lot and then lost interest. To be fair, Tommy did get a job doing this country and western stuff in a place called the Beer Keller. You'd have thought it was all umpah, umpah, stick it up your jumper in those places, but you can't tell a book by its cover, especially nowadays. It was one of those German places. Well, they weren't really German, but they dressed up in short trousers and long socks like Boy Scouts, but I don't think they are. It's not proper beer, this German stuff. It froths up and it never seems to settle, all head and no body, and it sends people silly, slapping their knees and stamping about as though they've trodden in something. Rita, my wife, well, her name isn't Rita, really, but she fancied a change. She said that these Wild West places don't serve beer. She got it from a library book. She loves a good Western, does Rita? I think it's the Welsh in her. Anyway, Rita says they drink something called Red Eye, which is what the Dog goes down with every winter. As far as drinking is concerned, I can't say I like the way things are going. There's a wine bar in the High Street now. It's a dark, dingy place that smells of French onion cellars. Rita says I won't try anything, but I've got nothing against foreign food. I just think they ought to leave it where it is. If you go abroad, you know what you're in for, but there's no need to have it at home. I don't suppose the French or Italians have black pudding or Yorkshire and tribe onions would be wasted on an Eskimo. I suppose it's something to do with the common market, that we have to take a quarter of the stuff they're fed up with to get rid of some of our muck. It's all got international now. I expect you can get Irish stew in litres. When you think of all we went through in the war, if there was one thing I was clear about, it was the preservation of the British public house. I mean, that's how people abroad think of us, all standing around half sozzled in the 4L bar. It's one of the things we're good at. Some of the Yanks who came over got settled in the snug and never went back, and they've got Wild West saloons at home. Well, it was last Tuesday. No, I don't. Yes, I do. It was the Wednesday before. Not that it matters, you see. After that business last year, I didn't think I'd hear any more about the carnival. I'd been on the committee ever since I was...